大家好，欢迎收听今天的早安英文，我是卡拉。
And this is Dylan. So Kara, it looks like you're having a bad hair day, huh?
Huh? I had a long night, and it doesn't really matter because you are the only one who sees my hair. Next time, I'll do my hair just for you.
I think if that happens, it will be a cold day in hell.
Yeah. So I saw you carrying a bunch of paper towel this morning. What were you doing?
Oh, I was just helping this girl carry them because they were really heavy, and it was just my good deed of the day. You know?
Yeah. Well, today was her lucky day, and that she had such a big, strong, dumb American to help her.
Ouch.
So, if you haven't noticed already, today's topic is idioms with the word day.
I think it's plain as day, Kara. The listeners aren't that dumb. They know.
Sorry, you were Dylan. It was pretty obvious, huh?
Yep. And I'm always right, you know.
Well, you know that they say a broken clock is right twice a day.
Oh, you're evil.
I know. Maybe one day I will have my day in court.
Okay, good.
好，那我们今天呢，就是要跟大家聊一聊和 day 有关的英文表达。如果说大家想要查看我们今天节目的文字笔记，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就好了。那我们现在呢，把刚刚讲过的那几个和 day 有关的俚语都来跟大家过一遍。
So let's go over some vocabulary we just talked about, okay?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Okay, so a bad hair day.
就是头发很糟糕的一天，但是呢，它现在就是有一点暗示一整天都不顺利，心情不好。因为你头发不好的话，还有什么事情能顺利呢？
Yeah, it's a day in which everything seems to be going wrong.
对。
A cold day in hell, an impossible event used as an analogy for someone...for something the speaker thinks will never happen. It will be a cold day in hell when I let you borrow my car.
他意思是不是就是说 I'll never let you borrow my car, 是吗?
Yeah, because you don't have a car.
Okay, 行。下一个是什么?是 good deed of the day.
Good deed of the day. Is some especially good, kind, or generous thing you do. Sometimes used ironically or sarcastically to suggest that a certain deed is not good,or not as good as someone thinks.
比如说?
You could say like, I got myself a really big coffee, but I only got Kara a piece of candy. That was my good deed of the day.
就是有点讽刺的这个说法。那这个短语本来的意思呢是行善日，或者说你做了什么好事儿，但是呢有的时候也会用来就是讽刺。
The lucky day or a lucky day.
这个就非常明白了啊，这个是幸运日。
So this is the opposite of bad hair day, and it means that you're just having really good luck that day. Everything is going your way.
这个呢和我们前面讲那个 bad hair day 是一个刚好相反的意思。
Yeah, it's usually used as a retort to someone telling you something good happened to them today. So Kara could be like, Dylan, I got a free coffee today at Starbucks. And I would say, ooh, isn't it your lucky day?
Okay, 下一个。
The next one is...Plain as day.
Plain 这个词呢就是 P-L-A-I-N 那个词啊，平平的。那这个短语的意思呢就是非常明白，非常明显，非常 obvious.
Yeah, obvious. Yeah, it means that something is very obvious. Like, it's plain as day, Kara is having a bad hair day.
I washed my hair.
I know, I'm kidding guys, it looks good.
Okay.
A broken clock is right twice a day.So if you look at a clock and you tell the time like an American, so we have two idians or two liangdians. So the clock will pass the right time or the correct time twice in one day. So that means that the clock is right twice a day.
所以呢就是说一个钟啊就算是坏掉了的话它每一天也会有两个点儿两个时刻是正确的大家想一下这个事情应该能明白哈所以呢这个短语呢它就是说就算是经常犯错的人也总会有对的时候就是什么事情呢都会有那么一个偶尔的概率 I'm talking so much
Yeah you are So in English it usually means that someone who's usually wrong can be right sometimes Yeah One's day in courtis to get an opportunity to give your opinion or something or explain your action to be criticized. So it's like if you do something bad, one day you're going to have to answer for your sins. You're going to have to tell someone why you were bad.
这个短语的意思呢就是说得到一个申辩得到一个申诉的机会。 So, Dylan, you have a degree in Chinese history and have lived in China for over a year, right?
Yes, ma'am. Why do you ask when you already know, though?
Because I think your Chinese should be much better than it is.
Well, Rome wasn't built in a day. And when did you become such a comedian?
I'm pretty funny today, right?
Okay. Well, let's just say you shouldn't give up your day job, all right?
Oh.
So, do they have an equivalent Chinese idiom for rainy day?
好像没有哦。Rainy day 它的意思呢就是首先你来 给我们解释一下是什么意思吧。
It means like a period of time where you're low on cash or low on money.
这一定是 about cash and money 吗
Yeah.Yeah. So it's like, to use it in a sentence, I could say, I made $200 today, but I don't think I'm going to spend it. I'm going to save it for a rainy day.
这个短语呢在英文在中文里面好像没有一个对应的那种成语俗语一样的短语啊。它的意思呢就是和金钱有关，就是表示在金钱上非常短缺，非常穷困潦倒的一段时期。所以呢比如说你可以说哎，我手头上赚了一些钱，但是呢我不准备花它，我准备要 save it for a rainy day。
对，
就是想要把它存起来，以备不时之需，就是说以防万一以后有金钱上短缺的日子。
对对对对。
你听懂了个屁。
Yeah, I did. So, let's go over some more vocabulary, okay?
Okay.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
这个大家应该都挺熟悉的，就是说罗马不是一天建成的，就很多事情需要慢慢来，不要想着一蹴而就。
This means if you're going to do something great, big, and powerful, you can't do it very fast.
Yeah.
Okay?
Take your time step by step.
Exactly.
就像 English learning.
Yes.
好。
Don't give up your day job.
这个意思呢就是说、你做好你眼下的工作。Day job 就是你眼下该做好的工作。去做好它，不要去追求不可能成功的事情，不要去浪费时间。
A rainy day.
就是穷困的时期。
Day of reckoning.
这个是什么意思？你没有讲。
A day of reckoning is very similar to your day in court.Where it means that you're going to be judged one day for all your past sins or your bad things you've done.
就是最后的那个审判日。
That will be the day, but you want to put your emphasis on that.
That will be the day.
Yes.
就是说那个事情是永远都不会发生的。
The next one is a red letter day.
Explain it.
A red letter day?
Please.
It just means an exciting day or a day which an important event happens. Okay?
所以在英文里面这个 red 也 usually stands for happiness or good things.
Yeah, kind of. Like Chinese 红包. Like if you get a 红包 on that day, something good happened.
因为在这个中国的文化里面红色一般都是象征着比较好的日子象征着喜事儿。所以呢这个 a red letter day 它的意思呢就是大喜的日子非常、开心的一天或者说好事发生的一天。
Well, we really had a field day with this podcast today.
还是有最后一个啊，最后一个是 have a field day， 它的意思呢就是说不管做什么事情非常的痛快非常的过瘾非常的尽兴。另外呢如果说大家想要了解更多实用生活中常用的英文口语的话，我们早安英文在喜马拉雅平台为大家独家录制了一档栏目叫做英文口语急救包，大家可以到喜马拉雅搜索急救包或者早安英文就可以看见了。同时呢早安英文除了录制免费的音频节目之外，我们也有精心制作付费的课程帮助大家更加系统的提高英文，大家可以到早安英文的微信公众号私信回复会员两个字就可以了解课程详情了。
Yep, and this has been Dylan with Morning English.
我是卡拉。
Have a good day guys.
Bye bye.
Bye.